Message number 91. Why I communicate to the world in this way. Monday, May 23, 2011 at 09:45. My dearly beloved daughter, it is now time to reflect on my sacred messages and to ensure that as many sinners all over the world take heed of them. Make no mistake, these messages are being given to the world as a gift to help save all of you, all of my children, and including those who follow different paths to God the Eternal Father. People, especially Catholics, will be confused when I do not place them ahead of my other children of different creeds. My choice of words are designed to be heard by all and not just the chosen few. My love does not differentiate. For those who question the way in which I speak to mankind through this messenger, hear me now. While you, my followers, understand that the truth has never changed from the time of my crucifixion, know then that I must extend my love to all God's children. No one is better than the other. My daughter, you must not respond or try to defend my word when challenged to explain why I would speak in this way. My word is divine. It must not be changed or amended to suit those who consider themselves experts in theological law, for my word will be given to the world in a language which will be clearly understood by mankind today. Many will ask why these words do not use the same terminology or expressions used by my prophets and apostles of old, and I will answer them now. Remember, my teachings never change. No matter what language I use today to communicate in a modern way, the truth remains the same intact. Be wary of visionaries or seers who claim that they are receiving messages from me, who use ancient language or extracts from the Holy Bible, for this is not the way in which I would communicate to mankind today. Why would I do that? Would I not alienate a new generation, those who are ignorant of the language contained in my Father's holy book? Simplicity is the key, my children, when communicating my most holy word. Remember, when teaching others of the truth of my existence, that simplicity in your approach is essential. If you do not do this, you will not reach those lost souls, because they will turn a deaf ear. My message of love. The message of my love is very simple. I am the life that my children on earth crave. Explain that I am the truth. Make this clear. Without me there is no eternal life. Use the prophecies which I reveal to this messenger to gain the attention of non-believers. For this is why they are being given to the world. Not to frighten them, but to prove that I am now communicating today in a way in which my most holy word will not only be heard but believed. Your loving Savior and Teacher, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy.